First and goal. The Eagles try to get on the board first. They shift the formation around. Eye in the backfield behind Brenner. Takes the snap under center. Will pitch it back to Ogie. Running right. Making for the corner. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles. They string it out. Luke Ogie carries it in. A 4-yard touchdown run. And on their first possession on this homecoming Saturday, the Eagles strike for 6. And they go up 6-0 with 11:50 to go here in the first quarter.
Boy, the Eagles look good blocking that play, Dave. They sealed off the right side over there. The inside out linebacker pursuit was behind the play, and they even chipped that. So Ogie had a clear sailing, all the way to the corner of the end zone.
Well, Bolin is lined up as a wide receiver on the left, so no worse for wear. Now Brenner airs it out to the right side, looking for Turnbull, leaps up, makes a two-handed catch at the 45-yard line. The Eagles get a big first down. Turnbull, his third catch of the afternoon. That one goes for 30 yards from Brenner to Garrett Turnbull.
Well, Turnbull did a great job with that. Went over the defender, just out-jumped the defender for the ball. And, boy, that ball, when it got in his hands, stuck to his hands. So that was a great trust of Brenner, the quarterback, for Turnbull and his ability to leap and fight for that football.
6:53 to go here in the first quarter. Brenner extends the hands in the shotgun formation. Fakes the hand off to Lee, keeps it, runs away from the pressure, rolling right, looking downfield, now tries to run it. He's free at the 20, outside the numbers to the 10, and gets dragged out of bounds at about the 7-yard line. Eagles have it first and goal inside the 10 after a long run by Brenner. And wow, down the Eagles are really eating up the yardage on this drive.
They are. You know, he was, when he was rolling out to his left, the defensive end was right in his face. He turned and ran the other way, and then he was able to break a tackle going to his right and then picked up some blockers and picked up the big yardage.
Brenner takes him to the line of scrimmage. Calls out the signals. Lee is still in the backfield. They'll flip it to him. He'll try and get the final yard. He dives in. Touchdown, Eagles. Ronald Lee's first college touchdown puts the Eagles up 13-0 with 5:30 to go here in the opening quarter on homecoming Saturday. And what a sweet feeling that must be for Ronald Lee.
Yeah, he'll remember that one the rest of his life.
Got the pitch from Austin Brenner, angled to the right, and crossed the threshold. Just a 1-yard touchdown run. Third down and 10 from the 42-yard line of the Timberwolves. Brenner will set up in the shotgun formation. He's flanked on either side by running backs. Vaughn blocking. Brenner to throw it. Goes to Cameron Green. Makes the catch on the sideline. Out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Good for a first down. That's a pickup of 13 yards.
There we go. Got a nice tempo play right there. Just a little quick toss out here on the outside. Didn't have to worry about the inside rush on that particular play. Nicely done. Nice call by the coaching staff.
Brenner extends the hands, takes a high snap. Goes to Ogie, straight up the middle, to the 10, to the 5, still fighting. He's in, touchdown, Eagles. 21 yards for Luke Ogie, breaking right up the middle. And again, a great job by the offensive line, opening up a hole for Ogie, Don. We've seen that play out a number of times.
Yeah,
if they can spring him free, he goes.
Harrison, Madison, Maxson, McGuire, and Posey, those guys really that time really fired off the line of scrimmage. He had a big hole in there, and they just ran over the safety.
Luke Ogie's second touchdown run of the afternoon makes it 20-0. AU, 10:46 to go here in the second quarter. The kick from Satchel Denton is up, and it is good. And the Eagles have opened up a 21-0 lead here in the second quarter. Christian Martinez is the wide receiver lined up to the left. Here's the option pitch, and the ball comes loose after the hit. It's still rolling around. It looks like the Eagles have it. A fumble forced. C.J. Towns jarred it loose, and the Eagles recover. It's a turnover against the Timberwolves. Ashland takes over.
He has a nice job by C.J. Towns. He put his head right on the football. The ball came loose. Jack Hall tried to pick it up and run it, and he couldn't get it picked up off the ground. But then the Eagles were there with their pursuit, and they were able to recover that fumble. So that's a huge play right there.
They'll have a 3-receiver set this time, tight end in the game. Bolin on the right. Now Brenner back to throw. Looks to the end zone. Cox's arm fires a pass to Green at the 10, to the 5, and he is in. Touchdown, Eagles. Cameron Green.
That was nicely done. Nice pattern by Cameron Green. Nice throw. And Brenner, you know, really stepped up into the pocket nicely right there, Dave.
25-yard strike to Cameron Green. That makes it 27-3 with 8:42 to go here in the third quarter. Cameron Green with his first touchdown catch of the season, and that's the first touchdown pass for Austin Brenner. Jackson, Green, and Hintz on the left. Bolin on the right. Luke Ogie is in the backfield with Austin Brenner. It is second down and goal from the 5. The snap goes to Austin. Fires a line drive pass. Caught by Green. Touchdown, Eagles.
Nice pattern by Cameron Green. Ran to the outside. Stutter step. Turned back to the inside. And those two have worked on that play, obviously, together. Because that timing was perfect on that play. So, well done by Austin Brenner. And then also Cam Green.
Yeah, Green, his second touchdown catch. That one goes for 5 yards, makes it 34-3, Ashland, with 12:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. McCourt is back in as the quarterback. So we saw Martinez run a couple of series, and now McCourt in trouble, and he is going to be sacked in the backfield. The Eagles get to him. That's Scott Valentine recording the sack. Valentine, the redshirt sophomore out of Ashland, Ohio.
Nicely done, Scott Valentine. Good quickness, good speed, smart football players. Dad's the head football coach at Ashland High School. Hometown guy. His granddad, John Valentine, was my coach in college and longtime defensive coordinator here also. So a lot of tradition and history there.
Now 45 seconds left, and again, Davies will kneel down, and that should do it. The Eagles today on homecoming Saturday, they have played well and they will not need to run another play. The final seconds will tick off. The handshakes will begin at midfield. And the Eagles tuck away a homecoming victory today over the Northwood Timberwolves. Your final score from Jack Miller Stadium, the Eagles 35 and the Timberwolves 10.